Remainer MP uses Patty Ashdown death to push anti-Brexit message. By Victoria Friedman on January 9, 2019. Liberal Democrat MP Leila Moran used the passing of her former party leader Patty Ashdown as an opportunity to make an anti-Brexit point. At the first Prime Minister's questions in the House of Commons following the Christmas break, Ms. Moran said, "I'd also like to add my own sadness at the passing of Patty and in his final weeks. He was very concerned by the way that Brexit would play into Britain's place in the world." Following her comment, Brexiteer Tory MP Andrew Bridgen remarked from the grave, with some MPs responding shame. Brexit, for example, is clearly in Russia's geopolitical interest. It was chilling to hear Vladimir Putin parroting exactly the words of the Prime Minister on why we should not hold a referendum but instead fulfill the will of the people, she continued. Meanwhile, poll after poll shows there is a majority for a referendum, because people can see that the Prime Minister's flailing deal is not in our national interest, she claimed. So whose side is this Prime Minister on, Putin's or the people's? Lord Ashdown, a Remain-supporting politician and former diplomat, died in December 2018 after succumbing to bladder cancer. After PMQs, Ms. Moran, pictured above left with fellow Remainer MPs Chuka Umunna and Caroline Lucas, raised a point of order on Mr. Bridgen's comment, saying, "During my question at the beginning where I was expressing my sadness at the loss of Lord Ashdown and his concern for the state of where we are now, the member for Northwest Leicestershire shouted loudly from a sedentary position from the grave. I find such a comment disgraceful. I would like to ask guidance from you, Mr. Speaker, on how, for example, he might want to retract such a statement and also if this is becoming of the sort of conduct we should expect from members of this House," she added. The Speaker responded, "I did hear those words, I did not hear a particular member. I did not see someone mouth those words, but I did hear those words. What I want to say to the Honourable Lady is that I think it was most unfortunate that that was said. People do sometimes say things instinctively and irrationally, but it was most unfortunate." The Honourable Lady was perfectly properly paying tribute to an extremely distinguished former member of this House. What was said should not have been said. If the person who has said it wishes to take the opportunity to apologize, it is open to that person to do so. Mr. Bridgen rose to say, "Mr. Speaker, I will apologize for my remarks if any offense was caused to any members of the House." Another called it distasteful the MP nakedly weaponizing Lord Ashdown's death. Ed Davey was respectful. Why couldn't she be? While another said, "Who is Leila Moran to speak for Patty Ashdown from beyond the grave," just as Bridgen was highlighting. She does not represent the liberal and democratic values of the Lib Dems that Patty Ashdown led, which resulted in so many wins in the Southwest. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.